USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've got additional staff coming in. We've got additional on standby to come in.
On this Memorial Day Monday holiday, first responders and emergency officials in the Gulf Coast states are preparing for subtropical storm Alberto to make landfall later today.
We're preparing for the storm, and we'd ask the public to do the same.
That's Florida's Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford. A state of emergency in place today after a town outside Baltimore, Maryland, was inundated with floodwaters yesterday. A flash flood rushing through Ellicott City's Main Street, sweeping away cars and damaging buildings. Over 7 inches of rain fell in a matter of about 5 hours. Keeping with tradition, President Trump's about to commemorate Memorial Day by laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. He's then going to be giving some remarks at the cemetery in remembrance of the men and women who have died while serving our nation. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Attention computer users, as the FBI is urging everyone to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware from spreading. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers, and the malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices completely. The FBI says simply turning the router off for at least 10 seconds and then turning it back on will at least temporarily disrupt the malware if it's there. A Republican representative calls it horrible to have parents separated from their children even if they do cross the border illegally. Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says
there is real bipartisan support for changing that.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation that conservatives and moderates, Democrats and Republicans all agree keeping a family together is the best strategy, and it's something they'll need to do and will address. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More buildings are being lost to lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Civil defense officials now say 82 structures there have been destroyed by the erupting volcano, and over 2,200 acres are now covered in lava. The rumbling volcano also still producing dozens of earthquakes on the island. It seems a growing number of Americans are not taking their vacations this year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Bankrate conducted a survey finding 49% responding they were not taking a vacation, with 50% of those people saying they can't afford it. 24% have other family obligations, while 22% indicated they can't take the time off. Greg McBride of Bankrate said there's 6 million employment positions open in the economy right now because employers can't find qualified workers, so a lot of people are tethered to their desk. I'm John Clemens.
It seems parishioners of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Hobbs, New Mexico, believe they saw a statue of the Virgin Mary crying last week. Church officials now want the area's Catholic diocese to investigate what they say could be a miracle. And a co-founder of Atari, who helped create the video game industry, has died. Ted Dabney founded the legendary company in 1972. He passed away Saturday at the age of 82. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.